Sermons from the Journey is the audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Becca Gorell, pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and blogging at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
Those of you who were at the Ash Wednesday ecumenical service will have heard at least this opening illustration before, and for that I apologize. But I still feel that way, so I'm going to share it again. There's a meme I like to share on Facebook from time to time when the mood strikes me. And earlier this week on Ash Wednesday was one such time. So that's a picture with text on top of it, usually. And the picture is a picture, one of many paintings or depictions of Jesus in the temple, something that's going to happen liturgically in a few weeks at the beginning of Holy Week. Jesus enters the temple in Jerusalem and finds people there changing money and essentially using the practice of religion to enforce unfair economics upon the people who are just trying to worship God and offer the offerings they need to offer. And he gets upset, right? And he turns over the temples and he fashions a whip out of some sort of cord that he's got on hand, and he drives all of the money changers out of the temple with a whip. And the words over the picture say, "Whenever somebody asks you what Jesus would do, remind them that flipping over temples and chasing people with whips is within the realm of possibility." That's one of my favorite things. And I posted it on Wednesday of this past week with my own comments that the liturgical calendar says it's Ash Wednesday, but to me, it feels like Monday of Holy Week. I'm not in the mood, when I look at the world around me and injustices and things like that, I'm not in the mood to sit in sackcloth and ashes and repent and think about that for 40 days. I want to go flip some tables. But Lent is a time that teaches us, that no matter how righteously indignant we are, and I can be very righteously indignant, I want to say it's righteously, but it's very indignant, that's not ultimately what saves us, and that's not ultimately what brings about the transformation in the world. That is God's work. We assist God in that work. We work with and for, and God works through us and all kinds of things in that work. But that part of what we need to do is to mourn and to grieve and to repent and to slow down and take the time to do that. That Lent is a time where we don't rush, not only rush to Easter, but rush to Good Friday, to that time when everything collides, when all of the injustice and brutality of the world and all of God's love come head to head, poured out against one another, so that we will see what emerges from there. And we can tend to rush toward even that because we just sort of want to dig in and push through and get it over with, right? When there's suffering, when there's injustice, when there's pain and grieving. It's like if we could just do it quickly. Can't we grieve more quickly? Can't we be uncomfortable more quickly and get it over with? Have you ever tried to do that when you're upset about something? Like put on some music or watch a movie to make yourself cry so like you think maybe I can just get all the tears out? We want to get through it as quickly as we can. But Lent is a time to sit in that discomfort. And we don't like it. At least I don't like it. One of the fascinating things about the season of Lent is that it ends with the portion of Jesus' life about which we have the most information, that last week. It ends with this incredible, dramatic story that we also rush through. We hardly ever stop to really look at the pieces of that story and how they communicate God's love poured out for us and how they communicate our sitting with both the discomfort and the blessing of God's grace being poured out. And so we're going to take an opportunity this Lent to do it differently. We're going to take an opportunity not to read the scriptures from the Lenten lectionary, that's, those prescribed texts for each week, but to look instead at stories from Holy Week itself. So we're going to kind of take the last week of Lent, or take Holy Week, and expand it through the whole season. And look more in depth at the people that were involved in that drama and at the aspects of the story, the elements of the story, if you will, and how each reveals a different way in which God is pouring God's own self out for us. So this Lent, I invite you to sit with me in discomfort, to slow down and take some time in a way we don't normally take, to hear the voices, metaphorically speaking, but there will be voices, of the people who were part of this greatest story, to experience the elements, the ways in which God is poured out for us in Lent and in Holy Week itself, by expanding this story to fill our next 6 weeks, seven if you count in Easter too, to fill those weeks with the richness and fullness of this story and to see how God is being poured out in our lives, how God was poured out then and is poured out now. To help with this story, we're going to have the voices and the gifts of members of this congregation, and we're going to imagine them as the voices of the people surrounding Jesus in that last week in his life. So we're going to have a little music for reflection right now. I'm going to invite those folks to come forward as we share with you a little bit about how we're going to explore this expansive Holy Week all Lent long.